daughters and son. Be happy. Follow my instructions.
Hare Krishna.
And very soon you should achieve oh, Braj Prem.
Hare Bol.
Abhinandi. I'm inviting you to come to Brajamandal Parikrama, month of Kartik, first week of October to first week of November.
Stadium style seating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Bride the Sandman the way she
table during the festival to look at during class and give it back.
Yeah, no, you gotta introduce me to whoever I'm driving.
Okay, are you gonna be over there like in a little while?
Yeah, hey Jay. Yeah, like push out of
okay. Okay, cool.
We can ship them to you wherever.
Why don't you get it? She wants to talk to them. She talked to Sean Marani. You know what the deal? Okay, she has an art gallery in Maui. Tell them the story because they're the.
I have connections with this gallery in Maui. They're like the number one gallery in Maui, and Maui is like third highest art sales in the entire world. It's a huge gallery. I want to go talk to them for Shamrani deity, and she gave me permission to take some limited edition prints, some giglées, to this gallery to have a meeting with the manager about getting some of her originals in the gallery.
So we're good to go. Just keep them locked up.
Well, I have to talk to them exactly what it would be, but I'm sure it would be.
He's busy.
I know.
He's staying
in our house tonight.
Exactly. It's his thing. Well, I always take care of that.
That's on consignment, and she's taking G-Clays and
different. No, away.
No, he doesn't know what we're talking about.
He wants to know if she can get some G-Clays to the gallery in Maui.
Gallery in Maui.
Yeah. The number one gallery.
What's the name of it?
It's Higgins Heart International, and Shamrani Deity sent me to ask you.
Okay, Higgins, that's my name.
That's why we're laughing.
I have to sit down with her because by nature, I don't like to give anything out on consignment because
I only need them for a showing. I don't need the giglées to sell.
Give me your number.
Give them back to LA when I come.
But they got to get all the way to Maui. They got to go back to somewhere. What we've been doing is people get portfolios. They can show them. What is, and it's not the same thing, but I just have to, that's like a real, right.
Okay. She's going back to Maui and then she's going to come to LA.
Yeah, they're the number one gallery on Maui. I mean, this is a huge joke. They aren't like high end and they're only going to take her originals. So I just need something incredibly high quality.
Her originals?
That's all they sell.
Be interested in the originals, right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but we're not selling the originals.
Well, she said she'd be willing to let them go for about $500,000.
Well, then I guess I'll tell them out.
chuckle. He went, very good.
Yeah, we'll come to Maui. You can show them, and then we'll take them back.
Okay, perfect. Maybe because it was like this.
All right. And it's called Higgins Art on my last name.
I haven't grabbed him yet.
Thank you.
Okay, in line. Zip it up.
I hope you have. Oh, I need to have some now.
I left the computer on, plugged in, so it's recharged the battery. So in order to, you know, to make the battery last longer, you cannot use it in the computer after it's recharged, you plug it out, you know, from the wall. Mm-hmm. Right. So I already know. So if you're gonna plug it out from the computer, plug out from the wall, so then you can plug out from the machine, from the computer. And you need both of when you bring it, plug it into the computer, then plug it into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's better. And also be gentle with the connection of the computer.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, because I started in there like a wire, you know, bend it all the time, you could bring it somewhere else.
Oh,
yeah. So you know, like when you plug it in, like put like a clip or something on the adapter wire.
Okay.
That way you won't be moving it back and forth again, right?
Yeah.
But it's just last years and years. Okay, yeah. You have the instructions
for the
F tip partitions and format. Okay, here, the last one. Okay, the last one. So this one is tricky, so to format it, you type in format, right? After you partition and restart the computer with control alternate delete,
okay.
And keep a space. That's a space here.
Okay. See, after space, after where, after format.
Forward slash. This is not a backward slash. So I put here forward slash.
Okay.
And then S. S means system. You want it to format it.
Thank you. Hey, well, I'm sure we'll be emailing you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Guru. I'm
glad to see you. I'm going to tell you one more thing. Don't worry. How do you fit an elephant in a spaceway? Is that a space safely?
Yeah.
How do you fit an elephant in a spaceway? Take the S out of space and the S out of work. promise you.
She never gives them to her students.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
She said we can't have any good stuff.
Every year she never gives them to her students.
Yeah. I got a bunch of cookies, but it really looks like I did some crappy tea off.
No,
Hopefully Tuesday. Do you know who Lalita Saki is? Yeah.
That's for that joke. That's too much.
That joke is funny.
That's too much. I'm like, can you tell us what I need to?
She said, oh, dear, she said, please tell her, please tell her, one day I could also be a great soul. And then I said, if she's great, she goes, I hope so. Well, I know so. I said, oh, good. And then she said, well, unless I don't make it, I said, what do you mean? You really, she's like, oh, he's died.
No, she didn't.
Did she say that?
Probably she said that. My mom told me to come and say the birthday, but it made me laugh.
What?
I said, I know
let me tell you what she said. Gruday, I know you met my biological father, but you're my real father. Happy Father's Day. Met.
And I know I met, introduced you to my
Everybody said Happy Father's Day.
And he laughed, he chuckled. He thought it was funny.
Could you ask him how he got that on his arm?
Yeah, he won't tell me. It's a long story.
All right, idiot. All right, listen. Right when he's going back to his mom, look what he does.
There's a tear.
That's asking for problems. There's a top. You're not taking that with you.
No,
no, you're not.
It'll be okay.
Listen. There was a chair, right?
They call him when
there's no room in the car in the back seat for you to take that.
I'm just joking. I'm not going to take the
seat.
Ow!
Don't you! Whole Foods is coming back to haunt you.
Oh, my God. Now we're
going to
have to
get all
in.
You want to make you okay, I'll just leave you here with your dad. That's no problem with me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then the vice leads will have more room in the car.
Hey, let me finish my story.
There's a chair, right? I was like, hey, hurry up, watch this. He's like, you're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, no, come on, just watch this. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, shut up, just watch. I jumped on top of the chair, and then I put my foot on the back, and I like rode it to the ground. As soon as I get to the ground, I fall off, and I'm laying on my back. And when the force of this, and the momentum or whatever, makes the chair go up in the air and flip, and it comes back, and the leg of the chair lands right on my eye. When I'm on the rally,
oh my God,
it goes.
Where is that?
Here, just this. I'm going, and the thing's in the air. I'm like, it goes bam right in my eye.
Oh my God, it's just
alive.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. You know the story?
Yeah.
I saw it like that.
Yeah. Oh, come on, they don't
make too many like that.
Where's
that? You going to basketball?
What about it?
Can you take a ball?
Okay. I bought him a piece of cheesecake for Father's Day.
I want some cheesecake.
Yeah, we'll drive on the way out because I want to. Oh, maybe we should just go.
He's going to take a while.
He's not taking it. Shanti fit it all in.
No.
How's it is, like it? Let's go over lock real quick because then we can just leave and go from here. Okay. If we go and drive and try to get through over there and turn around,
it's like process all of
the stuff. Yeah, it's a new service. You get to tuck Gruday's in, turn off his light, and make sure the fan's off and the bathroom light is off.
That's amazing.
Tuck him in. Like, so no, his feet. Tuck his feet in.
Sweet.
No, just put his blanket on his feet, put the light on in the bathroom, and make sure the fan's on by himself, brushing off, and mom wants to leave him to do it.
That's so amazing.
That's just a huge
human
stratum
on
there. Well,
he's tired. Yeah. I mean, for what?
Come on.
You know,
after festival, you gotta process. I'm sure after massage, you need some time to process what just happened.
Okay, this not too bad. Did you get the poster?
Yeah. From Tidani Mall, and he gave him the glove on.
Oh, no.
Because he said, you paid me more for the poster than anyone else. I told you it was $25, and he gave me $10 extra, $35. So I have an extra one. I want to give it to you. That was like 3 years ago. You remember that?
Really?
I was like, but to me, $10 at that time was like, and that was so much. Well, 500 rupees, you know?
Yeah.
Stop it, Kamal. I'm not in the mood.
Okay,
stop.
So
I
think
I wanted to look down before.
I know. I'm
leaving.
Then
we don't have to
go on the TV. See you on Skype. Talk to you on Skype.
What we can do is maybe Santi could spend a few minutes with you on the computer showing you slides of COVID on it.
No, thank you
so much.
I have to make a
million
dollars
CCD. Doesn't she live in the North Bay area? She's in Oregon. She lives in Oregon, yeah. I think if I was in Nebraska, that she would be any day before the last. And I said, I don't exactly know what you're talking about because she doesn't live here. And she said, I said, okay, I'll meet you right after class on Sunday. And then she came over and she said, so can you come over the car right away just to tell me about COVID on? And I think she felt bad when I said no.
Well, it's the night before we're traveling,
it's
late. And
yeah, I did tell her also.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can understand that we can, I suppose they're
dead. Yeah. I mean, it's like there's always, she's coming to party.
No, they're poor.
Oh. She's going to appear about, search on Pure Bhakti for all the people. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad too, is we're only three people in team of three, and there's a whole week of festivals, and then so many people ask us things on the night before. I know that.
No, maybe, but she just wanted me personally.
Yeah.
And I just thought of that tonight.
Did she come to your class today? You talked all lot about Govardhan today.
She did. No, but, yeah, the Govardhan Temple.
Well, some of the leaders come back to you for
Govardhan. No, I mean the Govardhan Temple, so.
Can we send it through email?
I think I'll start writing her.
Okay.
And maybe I'll try to get her address for it. Because they're alone there, and they're poor. And
where they live?
Oregon. They work with East Uganda, but they're very, very poor.
Oh. They're not alone. There's a nice one there.
Yeah. It's true.
Tonga, Taiwan.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to do some more association.
Yeah.
So, I'll try to get, start writing her.
If she comes right now, while I'm burning, I could show her. What does she want to see?
She's about to go over on temple and hearing. Just some love.
Yeah, she's such a nice lady in San Diego. Yeah. She's giving so much taste.
She's
preaching friends.
I had a good talk with her.
It is, but how long are you going to be there? Tomorrow morning?
No, well, yeah, but we won't see. I mean, yes.
So, okay, after we talk. After
I think, okay, because he said I can email him, so I think that might be better.
All right, that would be better.
But, and he said he can only get you 5 a year.
Well, he should understand
we'll
that we're only
going
to use 5 a year. But not that we want to wait, because we don't know exactly what we're using.
But he can't jeopardize his relationship with.
So my point is that if we just use 5 a year,
yeah,
it's the same as him giving us 5 a year.
Yeah.
I kept trying to explain that to him. It's not a jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's just that if I change my mind, and I don't want to use this and use that, but I don't have it, because I only have these 5.
Mm.
So if he would just trust us, I was swearing to all the deities,
I know,
all the incarnations.
No, he knows, and he doesn't even really feel he should do it, but he's doing it because he likes you.
Well, good. You should like me enough to give me everything.
I know.
Who, Sonia?
No, it's my dad's brother, Bobby. Yeah, I mean, because, no, they're my paintings also. And I put a lot of years into them, and he doesn't know if he can
I know. I mean, I know. You're preaching the choir.
I know. I have to tell him.
Yeah. He just has his own, you know, everyone has their own interest in
life. Life.
And he wants to do this movie, and he gets to use them for. They let him use it for this movie.
I know.
Did
well,
he make the
VCs
though?
I'm not sure.
If you could understand that,
I know.
I'm honest when I say I'm not going to print more than 5.
I know.
I think it's better to email them.
And it's your painting?
Alright. I'll make them in his office for you.
Okay.
Huh?
The world is bullied.
I know.
Don't get involved with me.
Yeah,
don't try to look good to me.
He wants a painting.
Huh?
Do you want
the painting?
No, he has
that
the
DVD.
The thing they take,
but I want the resolution, the high, good quality, for him to give it to me, because I don't want to get it from the DVD. And he doesn't want to jeopardize his relationship with the DVD, so I'm not giving him, but he can't have anything to do. Not that sharp. Anyway, so yeah, to get involved with my life's over.
I know. As much as we enjoy the man, as much as we're going to suffer it. So
as
it's
much.
Better to be like...
As much, if not, a million times more.
Yeah.
Like as Gurdjieff says, both you ladies and you men. Don't...
Good,
don't
bad. Right.
Yeah. All right, so book distribution. That's very enlivening and very absorbing. What do you say to people on the weekend?
Last time I was doing book distribution, last year I was doing 2 books. I was like, out here I'm passing out these books today because I want to go see my Gurudev. I'm raising so far.
Why? That's terrible thing.
I know. That was a cookbook, The Way of Love or The High Thing.
How many books are you distributing? How much are you making out there?
I was just going a couple hours, made 30 bucks.
I think just because you're so charming.
Exactly, that's the only reason why.
On
one guy gave me 20 bucks because he asked me, where's your guru at? Because some people say, okay, here, I'll give you $1, you take, need to take a bus. I said, well, my guru's in India. So I said, okay, here, I'll give you 20 bucks. Because people think, yeah.
Just because you're cute, you got it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to distribute books, then Prabhupada would like to talk about the books.
Yeah.
But you can have a friendly opener, like something I used to always do was say to them,
do you want to enjoy in a high level?
You're only going to give out those 2 books, or you're going to give out all variety?
No, all variety.
Are you reading all varieties of books?
Well, my favorite's The Way of Love. That's my favorite.
I've been reading for so many years. To distribute it, you say.
Yes.
As far as reading.
Well, I study Upanishamrita, I'm studying Manashikshara also.
Oh, good.
Because you told me before I should learn some stuff, so I'm trying to, like, get out of my
ignorance. Yeah, that's our husband, it's the books and the verses. And that frees us from so much misery and misconception.
Yeah.
All the miseries we experience is because we're not absorbed in the books. And the pastimes and the verses and the meaning and philosophy and the qualities. As soon as we turn away from that, it's like turning away from the light and being in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is scary, spooky, miserable, envy, greed, lust, hankering, anger.
But I don't know about distributing Upadeshamuta, is it
Why not?
Yeah? You're both ready? Mana Shiksha? Mana Shiksha? Not Mana Shiksha?
Yeah, you call it the English name.
The Nectar of Devotion.
Or the Nectar of Instruction.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, what's that other one? Isa Upanishad.
How should this be about that?
Well, I used to just read tons of these Upanishads.
Really?
Yeah, basic books for it.
And what do you say?
Well, I can tell you a skeleton thing. I don't know what, but I just started getting just this minute. I was overwhelmed, Jesus, I think. You know, like Arjuna's chariot? It was shot in the beginning of the war and it was supposed to collapse. But because Krishna was there, it stayed and they had a war. And the second the war was over, Krishna said, hurry up, jump off the chariot. Arjuna said, why? Just don't ask any questions, just jump. So Arjuna jumped off the chariot and immediately the horses and the chariot were burnt down. Because it was supposed to be full, but because Krishna was sitting on it and he was serving them, they didn't. So the second thing is very similar. Every time you're successful, you know, you're on this adrenaline.
Uh-huh. Then you sit down, you're coming down, yeah.
But then at the end of it, like,
yeah.
Try to burn down chariot.
Well, you also need a little extra calcium. If you're type O like me, you need iodine and for your thyroid, iodine and then calcium.
Now you forget all about that stuff in the life of both of us. So many devotees and so many friends and being thrilled this way and that way. So anyway, so just to say excuse me.
Oh.
If I sound like I'm drunk or something. So,
drunk on the nectar.
Well, no, I'm clueless. So I said, I don't yawn to people, but I mean, a skeleton thing to say is something like, excuse me, are you from LA or out of town?
Yes, I'm from out of town.
Well, great, you get one then. Here, I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest out of towners today. You believe in God, right?
We'll give it.
No, what do you believe in? Well, that's great, it's for the atheists.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever they say, you continue what they say.
Whatever they say.
Whatever they say, okay.
It's for the atheists who have their own mind. You know, who think for themselves. In fact,
who misthink for themselves.
Think for themselves. In fact, that's what the book is about. You know, like it talks about the mind. You believe in the mind, right?
Yes.
You know the mind can be the best friend and the worst friend. In the meantime, I'm showing them the pictures. And they're looking at the pictures and just, the mind is the best friend, the worst enemy. The pictures they have. No matter what's happening externally, internally you're happy because your mind's your friend. The teacher's how to make the mind your friend. What's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda. It's really good to meet you, Govinda. So Govinda, just take it home and read it. There's no cost for the book. Everyone's just giving a donation because we're printing books or something to people around the world. Give the most you can, Govinda. And then I pretend I'm going for my money. And that's psychologically no sample for your hand.
Oh! That's the way sometimes I get tricky, like, you know, I don't want them to give it free, but I don't know how to ask it, and,
Yeah.
Okay.
So, excuse me? Excuse me, when you stop. Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Excuse me, ma'am? Are you from L.A. or out of town?
I'm from L.A.
Well, great, you get one then, here.
Oh.
I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest people from L.A. today. What's your name?
Rohini.
Rohini, it's great to meet you. Rohini, this is beautiful wisdom from ancient India. How to be happy within, no matter what's happening without. We believe in God, right?
Yes.
Well, great.
You shake their hand
and,
all the time?
And guess what, Govinda? There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation. Well, sometimes you say, okay, well, take it home and read it. And they think that's the end, and then say, and Govinda, guess what? There's no cost for the book.
Guess what? There's no cost for the book, but everybody's
giving
a nice
donation. Because we're printing books for young people around the world who are suffering from basic disease and death. Give the most you can.
We're printing
and
books.
I pretend I'm going for my money.
We're printing books
so
to
everybody talk for their money to me. But you can develop your own genius.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said Americans have their own genius.
That's how you do it.
That was like a skeleton.
So you print, okay, there's no cost for the book, but everybody's throwing a nice donation
to cover the printing.
To cover the printing.
Because we're helping people with birth holders, disease, and deaths. We're printing books and stuff from people around the world. We're printing books
for the suffering.
For the mentally retarded. That's about everyone, isn't it?
We're all mentally retarded. Sure, yeah. Oh, crazy.
I mean, anybody who thinks his body is pretty mentally retarded.
Exactly.
Like, for example, Mohini. You see that dress that you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, you're not your dress, right?
I know, yeah.
Well, you're not your body either.
Exactly. It's my car.
Yeah, because, I mean, dust thou wert, dust thou beast, but you're something beyond it.
Yeah.
In fact, Mohini, this book is really about you, the real you within the body, and explains how you're millions of times more powerful and beautiful than the sun. Did you know that one?
Oh,
well, great. Take it home and read it. And Mohini, guess what? There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation because you're printing books for suffering people around the world.
We're printing books for the suffering
people. Suffering people around the world. We're helping people with birth, old age, disease, and death. Do you know that you never have to die in here? Can you imagine? Life beyond death.
One time I said a guy, oh, here, that'll make you, that'll help I said, oh, that'll help you to be happy. He said, I'm happy. I said, well, that's temporary happiness. It's not real. He's like, that's so rude. I'm like, no, I'm just honest. But that, I shouldn't say that.
You look like a happy, what's your name? Bob? Bob, you look like a happy person. But sometimes things happen where there's overwhelming anxiety, like a death in the family. There's burglars in the neighborhood, your wife leaves you. Or you think she might leave you because she says she might have another relationship. Or you have a good job, but you know, there's a threat that you might leave you. Not you, but a lot of people in the world. I know you're happy.
Yeah.
Many of you doesn't have to get the census.
Yeah.
So if this book does, it tells you how to be happy within. Okay, great. So take it home and read it, and it was really nice to meet you. And
so who do you worship?
Guess what? There's no cost to the book, but everyone's giving a donation, which will bring the book to suffering people around the world. Give the most you can. Or if I'm wearing the same.
No, it's good because people imitate. You know, you do that, they do it.
Give the most you can.
I know, that's true.
I think everyone's sad. I'll never hear the end of it. You're right.
This is wisdom about extra knowledge and how to get the mind to become more friendly.
Next time you come about book distribution, come with a safety program.
Yeah. I like the last line, though. There's no cost for the book, but everybody's been throwing a nice donation to reprint the book.
Yeah, like a lot of people give $5 or $10 because $5 prints a book and $10 prints an encyclopedia.
Huh?
Well, everybody's giving the most they can. Of course, we don't want to put you on a breadline or anything.
A breadline?
You know what a breadline is?
Well, you can buy bread.
Like during a time of the Depression, like in the 1920s, all the people would go on a bread line.
They get rationed.
You don't want to put me on a bread line or anything.
So does that put them like, oh no, I can't, right?
And yeah, it makes them laugh, but you know, they appreciate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, give as close to a million as you can. Well, how much should I give? Give as close to a million as you can without starving. Actually, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10. You might pull out your
tax receipt deductible.
Your wad, a few, some dollars, and say, yeah, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10, because 5 cents is worth 10 cents.
10 cents, what? Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
I just don't know how to say it in English.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
You know what an encyclopedia is?
I know in French, encyclopédie.
Yeah. You say that. Yeah. French.
Encyclopédie.
You're French?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You thought I was... don't know how to speak English good.
I thought you were like American.
No, it's my third language. I learned French, Spanish, English.
You speak perfect
English. Oh, thanks. Well, not really, but...
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
Wait 1 minute.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're
from the best
now.
Yeah.
Well, I was number one in the world sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're really good. Like, I remember you saying, oh, yeah, you know, for mathematical, like, 1 + 1 over there, it's make 1.
All right, like, what do you do? Like, whatever they do, that's what the book is about.
Yeah, you related it. That's
like, what do you do?
I'm a computer geek.
You're a computer geek? That means you fix computers?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm so honored to meet you. That's like the most important job in the world today. What's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda. You know what? You're not going to believe this, but that's exactly what the book is for and about. You know how you fix computers when people are totally bewildered? Well, this universe is like a computer. It's made by somebody, and you believe me right now. It's made by somebody, just like computers. And people think it's like mystic powers. But you guys, you know exactly what to do. And it's just for you, it's like ordinary. So God is like ordinary controlling the universe, and that's for us, it's like mystic power. So this book connects you with the supreme mystic of the computer universe.
Oh, I love that, you see.
Take it home and read it. And write me how you like it. Here's my name.
I want some of your...
Write my name and my email in for you. And write me and tell me how you like it. And
you say that.
Okay,
you say that
give
really?
It a read.
You give your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Email? And unless you think they're free.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. But you should put the stamp of the temple. With
yeah,
the
that's
stamp
it. I'm stamping
of,
it.
I made a stamp.
That's where I live. Write me, call me, tell me how you like it, how I can help you.
Yeah.
And Govinda?
There's no cost for the book.
Guess what?
Guess what?
And, you know, that was back in the 70s. You know, now it's in the 2000s, there must be other expressions.
But those are really good. That's
the
best.
People.
It works. Guess what? There's no cost for the book, but everybody's throwing a nice donation to reprint the cost.
Plus, we don't want to put you on the breadline or anything.
Of course, well, yeah.
Just give us a close to 9 as you can. Yeah, it's starting.
Awesome.
They used to do hundreds of books a day.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever they say, you're kidding, that's great.
Well, you're quick though. Me, like, I got to say,
yeah,
you know,
it comes from years.
Okay, yeah.
And then you get so natural. I haven't said this in a long time, but like it's
come
so
back.
Much part of you.
Yeah.
That you know, you just do it day in and day out. I know one day in and day out, except for Christmas album. But I went out once a week, but I loved it so much more than my paying service. That they told me I'm only allowed to go out once with someone else from Mangalore to Mangalore one day. And then, you know, stayed out all night, and then the next morning it was 3 o'clock, and it's really dope, like one or two guys by the carousels, and I'd be just wandering around, and they're all like really dope, and everybody takes a book.
So what's the best time to go on a book?
Well, there's really no best time. It's all good.
Yeah. But you say mellow time, which is more than morning, maybe?
In the morning. Forget that.
Yeah. But more in the morning, more savika.
It depends on the moon and the stars. Krishna. What Krishna wants to be that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse
me, where are you from? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Excuse me, are you from?
I'm from LA.
No,
I'm from
LA. You're the official, right? Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
And he stops. Are you from LA or out of town?
Well, great!
great.
You get one, man. That's supposed to give you that.
You do like your face, like, great.
Oh, great.
Great.
You get one, man.
Like, smiling, great.
But you get one?
You're going to be really enthusiastic?
Well, great. You get one, then. Here. No time. No time to think about it.
Okay. Oh, great. Here.
I'll send you, or if you're too timid to give out a book, because you don't know if they're going to really put out their hand.
Well, actually.
Well, great. You get one, then. Here's a card. And here.
Yeah. No, but you're right. If you do like that, if you go slow, then... But if you go fast, it's just a reflex. They're just going to take it.
Just like, this is what's happening, man.
Yeah.
The book. Yeah. This is real life.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like, internally, what's going on. Like, how much do you think this book is worth? Do you think it's anything less than $12 billion? Look what they're getting. The opportunity to see earth or days or even days.
That's how it starts for me.
Otherwise, you're going to become trees and rocks and roots and snails, whales.
Over here, over there, up there? They're still, still here, yeah.
Yeah. Slugs. You ever see a slug?
What's a slug?
Slug is like this lovely looking snail, kind of big fat one. And it's growing and it grows real slow. Slug, you know. So
yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to distribute.
Think of the value of the book.
Yeah.
As long as I was, I can't give it enough. And that you're giving mercy. Like today, you were at the end of my class and you did my poster.
Yeah, what's that?
And I said, and the cause? I can't believe the mercy that's coming now from my mouth. And how do you think that makes people feel? Yeah. And it's true, it was a lot of mercy.
Yeah,
it makes them feel like they. I was thinking $1 to $150. Like, so how do you think it feels? Like, I can't believe what's coming out of my mouth. Like, I'm not even saying it, the mercy that's coming out. Whoa. You have to create a festival for them. It's only you.
You have to be enthusiastic.
You have to create a world for them so that they think it's just them and you in the world. And it's a big festival that you've created for them.
Should I put my groupie down?
Yeah, and whatever else they've been doing, whatever their life is, their kids, their work, it's like, who cares? Just me, Govinda, and the book.
Try to do that.
And be loving, and it's not that after they give you the money, it's okay, but you'll smile at the next
one. No, usually I talk a lot. Usually I talk.
So after they give the money, then...
I always talk.
Give them the card, tell them about the restaurant, tell them you work there, you're doing a special
service. You know, little sweet.
If you're sweet, I'm going to give you extra too sweet. But watch out who you say that to. Somebody following you home.
What's the cat over the temple? I get those big guys at the temple. So.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't worry. If they follow me, that's good. Follow me to the temple. They can come.
Okay. So like that. That's the general idea. And then, you know, new things come.
I suppose I'm going to be spontaneous like you. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't come
out. In the beginning, you won't be.
Okay.
But when it becomes natural.
Yeah.
Like there's a saying that Prabhupada used to quote. He said, there's a Bengali saying, but this body is so made that anything you practice becomes easier. It becomes natural.
Yeah, practice.
Like, how were you on the first day of your restaurant then? Probably dropping plates.
Stressing out.
Stressing
out. Running everywhere.
And now?
Everything's flowing.
Then, you know, you get to know your skeleton so well that even if you're in complete Maya, your skeleton's going to come out. You know what I mean? Becomes so natural.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Even if you're really bummed out. And then, when you're in good... So when you're bummed out, the worst that can happen is that you say your skeleton has gone away.
Yeah.
And the best thing that can happen is, based on the skeleton, so many new things come up. Like, so you know who this is? That's our dream. You know who he is? He's the friend of God. And this book makes you... You become chums with God, and he personally talks to you and guides you, rides the charity you like. What's your name again? Govinda. Govinda, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you're so good.
Govinda, guess what? You know what I do sometimes?
Like, guess what? I like that.
No, I'm showing in the book, and look, Govinda, see? And you know, this book teaches you how to be happy within, and that it's wisdom from ancient India. These scrolls are many thousands of years old in language. But listen, it doesn't matter if you can even read this answer to those on the board. But just by seeing it, or hearing it or trying to pronounce it. It's a transcendental sound vibration. You don't even understand it.
But
and you feel spiritual bliss. But you know, otherwise, you skip over it. English. And like, see these words that's not in English, like Krishna, Arjuna, and you just do? They're just names. Proper names, and you get to know them, like, buddy. Like, what's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda, like, where are you from? India?
Yeah.
So like, when you go to America, Govinda, do you translate your name? No.
No.
Still Govinda. You get to meet all these foreign people that are translating. Anyway, so sometimes I would read, like, look over here. From whatever and wherever. You know, sometimes you just go like that and you open it, and it comes to the great verse. And you say, you know what you could do, Govinda? You could just open the book like that every day, and there'll be a perfect wisdom for you for the day. Or you can read a whole chapter a day.
What's about Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, or any book. So, like, look at this for example. Never was there a time that I did not enjoy the scriptures, nor you nor all these men, nor in the future that any of us used to be. That means we're eternal. And this book teaches you how to experience a life, an eternal life that means no beginning, no end, where every moment is a brand new experience, newer than the previous moment.
And
like, Govinda, you go out and buy a newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And the first day you hold it to your chest, And the second day, what do? Throw it in the garbage, because it's old news.
Yeah.
But here you went through an eternal life. That every moment is new and previous moment. So Govinda, take it home and read it. It's really nice reading. And Govinda, and then turn away you go. It's really nice reading. You take it home and read it. Okay.
Guess what?
And then start turning around.
I don't understand. I'm not turning
walk
around.
Walk away.
Okay.
Okay, going back into Govinda. Yeah. And hey, Govinda, guess what?
Oh.
There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation. Giving those different people.
And even if, like, you look young, sometimes I feel as I talk to people, I'm like...
You look young?
Like, people think that, she's young. How does she know that? You know what I mean?
What?
That's the way I feel sometimes.
I was young when I was saying that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
I was 28.
Yeah.
When I was doing this book.
But she was 17. I look a little younger.
Well, I was 19 when I was preaching, too.
And it's cool, because sometimes I feel like, you know...
Don't you remember Gurudev said they gave up their teenage... They were all teenagers. And they gave it up. They gave up their youthful clothes. And they went to the seaports and the airports. And did everything for Swamiji.
Yeah.
They said it all the time. Every country. Again and again, every year.
They went to the airport one time where it was cold and shady. We didn't like it.
Well, they just speak like with the like you know.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think it's a matter of how you present it, so people feel it's always, you know.
Maybe you have a bag. Maybe you have salt in a bag somewhere.
What are you looking
for?
Have to take a shot.
Okay.
And
Thank you so much. And I can email you if I have other question or any other problem in my mind.
And if anybody's passing through who's a distributor, just ask them to take you out. Like, we used to go out with the best, Triple R.
Yeah, that's what we need.
We should just, like, go spend the day with them and just, like, stand there.
Yeah. There's nobody nowadays, you know?
What? Is that true?
Like in our temple, no, nobody really goes.
Maybe not in the temple, but somebody's going to pass by. Like, if Shroti Maharaj comes, if Sojai Maharaj comes.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ms. Chantrapur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make time for
merciful.
No, but that was good meeting. You find me out. Like, now I know. Sometimes I just don't know what to say, you know.
And then they feel like they're in the festival, you feel like you're in the festival. And you get so many realizations that you actually see, you start seeing. The soul transmigrating. Like when you're talking to somebody, just start imagining. Like everybody imagines.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that now let's say they're 20, right? So just start picturing them when they were a baby, with the soul passing from the baby to child to 20. And then, as you're looking at them, then you start seeing going down, like in that picture. And then you start seeing, you're looking at the person, but you're seeing an aardvark, a slug, a snail, a tree, a demigod. Now the soul is becoming all those, and like, death, birth, you're in a baby, in a womb, suffering, weeping. sleeping, dying, my mother just died. And you're looking at the person, but you, the distributor, you're thinking of all that.
And all that. Well, you're
and
good.
And then when you're speaking, it has strength.
Books, yeah.
And they feel your energy.
Yeah. Which book should I distribute?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think The Way of Love is too small?
No, you can do that Way of Love. No problem.
Should I give tax-receipt deductible? If they want. Like, if I go grab my money, I can take out some tax-receipt deductible instead of taking.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay,
awesome. All right.
So you're
going to
go to San Francisco tomorrow?
For a couple of days. Because
it's actually taken
the class.
The class?
And how to make websites.
Awesome.
That's
good. Awesome. I hope you take a good rest and don't work too hard, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm going to lose this. Thank you for your
association. Please listen, because that would be a birthday. By remembering me, I'll again.
We're so
following.
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
And then, you know, Gurudev will start, and Lord Chaitanya, and everybody will start giving you lines and
lines.
And when you're reading, first when you're reading, then you'll find, wow, I can see that.
Yeah.
Then their way of love, and then their
mm-hmm.